This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the green
bats tumble. Yep. Everyone all set, cocked, locked? Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. And we're delighted you're in class with us today. Blake is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota. Thank you very much, Blake, for being side by side with us. And if you'd like to call us, we'll pay for the call. 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. I apologize for yesterday. We have marginal internet service provided by an organization called CenturyLink. And CenturyLink is so marginal, I never know if we're going to have the internet or not. I was able to broadcast because it was through a numeric address that I could get the audio through, but I couldn't get the call screen through because that is with words. And I believe the translating computer between numerical addresses and words that we use, like, you know, Drudge Report, that kind of thing, was broken. And that's why I could not see the call screen. And for those of you who called yesterday, my apologies. I had the call screen on my desk. However, it doesn't show anything because I wasn't connected, because the translation computer that's in the internet, of which there are many all over the country, was down. And I'm going to talk a little bit about CenturyTel as soon as I introduce your instructor, Rich Sheban. Welcome, Rich Sheban.
Well, thank you, Vincent Fennelli. Happy TGIF to you.
Yeah, hey, thanks for being with us. Rich, if it's okay with you, I'd like to postpone the directed return fire special broadcast to be with you on Tuesday. My voice is not of sufficient strength to be yelling and screaming and pounding my fist on the desk, which is what I expect to be doing during that special broadcast. And it is a special broadcast. And it is how to survive the way the Fennelli family does for three generations. And it will be hard hitting, and it will show you how we do it here in our family. And that will be Tuesday, if that's okay with you, Rich Sheban.
Absolutely.
Okay. I wanted to mention something. You know, I said that we had a problem with the internet. CenturyLink is the worst telecommunications provider on the planet, in my opinion. And so yesterday I was on the phone for darn close to an hour with them to tell them that, you know, the latest internet outage. And so they always say the same thing. I mean, after you get through the automated choices, you finally can get to a person, and this darn automated response says, I see you want to talk with someone, but let me ask you a few more questions. I see you want to talk to someone, and they just do everything they can to avoid letting you talk to someone. I finally talked to someone. She's a really sweet gal, and I said, the problem is CenturyTel is unreliable. It's the worst telecommunications company I can think of. By the way, look it up for yourself. And I told this lady, look it up for herself, and she'll see that the company that she works for is miserable. And I said, well, I don't really want to take it out on you, but you and I are on the phone, and I'm going to have to tell you what's going on. So I didn't yell and scream. I just explained to her that her company is miserable. And I wanted a full month credit. She didn't bristle at all, was willing to help me. I got transferred to a person who was willing to take that down that request, and I got a full month's credit. And that's what you need to do, class. If you have a problem with your lousy telephone company, if it's CenturyLink, there's no question it's a lousy company. But you can call them up, be persistent, be polite, and demand that you get a full month's credit every time. Now, one of the problems that I had was I was suckered into a $10 discount per month by direct pay. Well, I fixed that yesterday. I said, no, I don't want direct pay. We're not doing that anymore. They said, well, you have to send it in writing. And I just got transferred to another person. And I kept asking the same questions to different people. And by the way, you get different answers. So the first person tells me, no, I can't discontinue my direct pay unless I fill out a form or go on the internet or something like that. Well, the internet doesn't work with CenturyLink. And that was a problem. So finally, I got to another person, and just over the phone, I said, I don't want direct pay anymore, and I got my direct pay taken off. Now, of course, I probably lost my discount as well. However, here's what I'm going to do. So, and I told them I'm going to do it. I said, look, you guys mess up the internet, and you charge me for something that I'm not receiving. I am going to do a credit card chargeback every time you do this, and it's going to cost you $35. I told them up front. The service is lousy. Every time I get lousy service, I'm going to do a credit card chargeback of the full telephone bill. The full bill. They're on notice. Now, if enough of us do that, they'll get their act together and they'll actually fix their equipment and maintain it so it's a little more reliable. A little more reliable, we'd be up to third world status. It is miserable. It is so... You think I'm kidding, right? I know you know I'm not kidding.
I didn't mean for you to hear me laugh. I just, when you said third world status, you're so absolutely right.
And well, I don't mean we have third world status. I mean, if they fix it, we'll be up to third world status.
Well, and I get it. You know, here we have a system. We have a fascist system where monopolies thrive because they don't want competition. So this is what happens to a country when you eliminate free markets, supply and demand, and the big corporate oligarchies are protected by a big government with help, a lot of help from the mainstream media and the corrupt court system.
Yeah,
the little guy doesn't stand a chance. And this is
right.
Why I'm looking at the stock market right now. In case you listeners want a really good website to look at everything from the Dow to the S&P, the NASDAQ, crypto, the whole works. MarketWatch.com is very accurate and minute-to-minute updates. And we're down over 300 points right now on the Dow. So as we've been talking many times, Vince, as you know, I do a lot of economic 101 updates and analogies. Well, what do you expect when you have consumer debt growing much faster than GDP growth? You know, debt growing... climbing faster than wages in America.
Absolutely. No question.
And all these companies, I've mentioned so many times how the big corporations, they're not even putting money into R&D or new products or new employees or new expansion or products and services. They're using this free money they're getting or close to free money, and they're creating new debt, share buybacks, dividends, executive cash in the form of stock options and mergers and acquisitions. And everything to consolidate and lose jobs, especially high-paying jobs, not for the benefit of the people. And whenever I say little people, folks, I don't mean like the bottom 10% of cash flow. I mean the bottom 93% of cash flow. Pardon my little interrupted rant there, Vince, but I just had a comment on that.
Okay, so I was on the phone with this gal, and I said, I'll tell you how bad you guys are. You guys are so bad that when there's a problem with the telephone line, which is underground, you don't fix it. What you do is you patch it. So you take a piece of wire, and this particular telephone wire problem was occurring and reoccurring. They ran the wire through our creek. Literally, they ran the wire underwater. And the rocks shift, and the wire gets cut, and then the telephone service goes down for everybody, you know, down the road. Well, we're one of the first to be connected through this wire, and everybody else is down the road from us. in terms of telephone service. So I said, so what your guy did was he took a piece of wire and he spliced it in there, and then he threw the wire over the trees, my trees, and he's got the wire running from tree to tree to tree, and then it goes, and then it reconnects to, you know, farther down the road. I said, I just might want to cut my tree down. And she said, oh, my. Oh, my. That's gonna take out the telephone service for your road. Oh, really? So what I'm telling you is we do have solutions and answers. And, of course, I'm sure I'd be arrested for cutting my own tree because they stuck their wire on my tree and I'd be, you know, disrupting telecommunications. Well, how do I know that? How do I know that, that's what that wire is there for? Anyway, so I talked more and more, and I explained how bad their service is. And one of the things she said to me was, one of the three gals, and one of them said, okay, what's a good number for me to, you know, in case we have a problem, for me to contact with you? I said, I don't know. I don't know what a good number is. But I do have a telephone number, but it's not a good one. It's the one that you guys gave me. It's the one that doesn't work a lot. That's the one I have, but it's not a good one. And you know, that's what they ask. What's a good telephone number? I don't have a good telephone number. I have a sometimes telephone number. And so when people call me, they go, hey, how come you don't answer the phone? Because it didn't ring. Because it didn't ring. What? Rich, how many times do you and you've got a similar miserable phone company? How many times do I leave a message for you and you go, I didn't get it? And now,
yeah,
and they
always, when I call and complain, they have me give the number of the person who I didn't receive the message, or vice versa. Did you ever call them, by the way, Vince?
No, but I think on Monday when we do directed return fire, one of the targets of our directed return fire, we're going to give solutions, literal examples of you can do this. And here's exactly what you do. We'll do that on Monday, okay?
You know what could be the issue too, Vince? It's part of the new American workforce is rewarding mediocrity. You know, I talk about the law of diminishing returns all the time and how basically you don't get a job through hard work, effort, proven results, qualifications, and word of honor and commerce anymore. It's usually done through what group you're in. But
yeah.
Could this suboptimal work with the phone companies, which they have a monopoly on, which I think really affects your work ethic when you don't have competition? Could this be an opportunity for 5G Wi-Fi and magnetic field RF weapon technology in our neighborhoods? Could they be doing mediocrity for this purpose?
Hold that thought, but I got a great idea based on what you just triggered in my mind. We'll be right back. I'm going to share that idea.
My name is Tiara, and I was suffering from hormonal imbalances since my early 20s. I never had a normal cycle and was at my wit's end trying to figure out how I could normalize my cycles. I heard about One World Way and was convinced that I had to give it a try. I started drinking the protein and noticed a change in my overall well-being with the first drink. I could not believe it. I finally felt normal again and finally had the energy to work out and hired a personal trainer. I drastically improved my diet and began an exercise regimen. I would drink the One World Way pre and post-workout and noticed I was toning up. I recently competed in my first powerlifting competition and placed third. I've really come a long way, and I'm grateful to Stephen Hewer of Synergistic Nutrition and everyone that supports us on our journey to health and wellness.
One World Whey is the real deal when it comes to whey protein. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So, Rich, you know, I was thinking about, you know, when you talk to these people on the phone. And so I was thinking that the next time I might say the following. Are you doing this to me because I'm Asian? Is that why you're doing it? Are you guys picking on me? Are you giving me lousy telephone service because I'm Asian? Or because my wife is black? Or because my son is Mexican? Or my other son is an American Indian? Or my brother who lives in the basement was transgender but now is just plain queer? Is that why you're doing this to me?
Well, you know, now, Vince, now that we can identify as a transgender in training to be a lesbian with any skin pigmentation, any particular group, any gender, any sex, any religion, any ideology. I mean, what the hell, right? We can manufacture our own perception to the people who have followed and cultivated and groomed to follow this whole system of manufacturing pity and guilt and perception and swaying public opinion. This is how, see, when we have no barometers, when work ethic means nothing, when the powers that be insult, degrade, and disrespect every group out there, and work ethic, ability, and intelligence does no longer matters compared to what group you're in, this is society that we have. And if you say anything, you get called racist, bigot, sexist, misogynist, homophobe, conspiracy theorist, etc., all for the purpose of making you submissive to break your will. And that's why they demonize, discredit, and delegitimize the person saying it. it all boils down to the divide and conquer strategy is all about lowering the bars of standards and expectations at every level. Once the elites was able to lower the bars of standards and expectations for getting a job, keeping a job, and having the corporations work for the people in lieu of the wealthy shareholders, then it was all downhill from there, Vince.
Okay, I agree. Well, so here's what happened. So yesterday, I said, you know, I've got on my telephone bill for CenturyLink. It says I have to, my discounts expire. I had like four discounts. And they said they're set to expire March, you know, this year and April. And you have to call them. You have to call them to ask them to renew them. So I said, I'm calling to, while I'm also complaining about my lousy phone service, and while I'm saying I demand a month of credit for lousy phone service, I also want to renew these discounts. And the gal was really polite, and she said, well, we don't do that anymore. We don't have those discounts. When they expire, that's it. You don't get them anymore. Now, they used to give you a loyalty discount. So if you've been with them for a while and you pay your bill on time, they give you like a $10 discount. That's kind of nice of them. I mean, they raise it 20 and they give you $10 if you complain. So, you know, you're always behind. Well, she said the discounts we don't do that anymore. Well, in my complaints, I got transferred to another person and I acted like I never asked the first person about my discounts. And I said, well, while I've got you on the phone, I'd like to renew my discounts. She said, sure, we can do that. So she renewed my discounts. Now, I got a $20 discount plus a $10 discount plus another $10 discount. By the time I was done, my 90-something dollar phone bill was down to 40-something dollars, high 40s. So I almost cut it in half by just asking for these discounts. And I said yesterday on the air to do this. Well, I'm telling you, I did it, and it works. It absolutely works. So you need to do that. You need to keep asking. And it's like calling the IRS. You know, if you call the IRS and you say, I have this one question. You know, I was reading this form, and boy, it's complicated. You know, it's really complicated. But so I called, and thanks for answering my phone call. Here's my question. They'll tell you that they're not responsible for the answers. You can't rely on the answers that the IRS gives you. I'm not talking about you're calling some guy from H&R Block who doesn't know anything anyway, my opinion. I'm saying if you call the IRS and you ask the IRS employee about something relating to IRS taxes, they are not responsible for the information they give you. Can you imagine that? And what I'm telling you is I talked to several people yesterday from CenturyLink, and I got different answers. And I didn't give up until I got the answer I wanted, which was, I want my phone bill lowered. And we got it. Now, bear in mind, they're the crappiest phone company on the planet, CenturyLink. So, class, here's what you do. And I told them I was going to do it. I told them I was going to say it. And I told them how they could listen in to what I was going to say. And I told them I was going to beat them up. And here I am. I'm beating them up. They're terrible. Ask for discounts. Ask for credits. Demand it.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Ever since ID Stronghold created RFID blocking wallet technology over 10 years ago, major designer brands have tried to create their own versions. But do they really work? We let real people test designer brand RFID blocking wallets using the same rigorous testing ID Stronghold wallets go through. So how did the designer brands do?
I expected notable brands to perform well, and I was pretty surprised to see that it was not fully protective.
Wallets by those big brand names that I like and trust don't really do what they're advertising that they do.
Get a stronghold on your credit cards, license, and other critical data with ID Stronghold wallets. Other RFID blocking wallets simply aren't the same.
ID Stronghold just outperformed them in every aspect.
I would definitely recommend ID Stronghold wallets to my friends and family.
Check the label. If it doesn't say it's an ID Stronghold, it's not.
I'm very impressed with the ID Stronghold wallet.
Get the most trusted brand in RFID blocking wallets and protect yourself from electronic pickpocketing. IDStronghold.com.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Yeah, Rich Evans with us, offgridmontana.com. That's spelled the traditional way. Unless you work for Amazon and you're illiterate, you'd spell it offgridmontana.com. So, and that's the way Montana's spelled, Montana. by Amazon if you're looking for, or if you were looking for, Rich Sheban's book. Hey Rich, I told you about an article that was written, and I'm in it. It just came out yesterday. 417 Magazine. Now, 417 Magazine is a glossy magazine in the Springfield area. It's really to serve people in area code 417. So they call it 417 Magazine. And the main article this month is, and you won't believe it, class, who's got the best hamburgers in Springfield? No kidding. No kidding. Who's they've got pictures of the best hamburgers. Wow, you wouldn't believe it. It'd make you want to move to Springfield just from this article. Well, also in the article is a very long, also in the magazine is a very long article. And it's about preparedness-minded people. And it's, let me go to get the title of it. It's kind of strange. But why 417 Land is Mecca for Doomsday Preppers, by a guy named Dan Rowe. Now, I know Dan Rowe. He interviewed me for 6 hours, multiple times, a couple hours in person, and the rest on the telephone, and he checked and cross-checked and triple-cross-checked the things that I said. He went to a meetup, and he met some of the USA Preparedness instructors, and he wrote an article about, mostly about us and some of our feelings. Well, I asked Rich to take a look at it and to see what he thought. And, Rich, in your own words, and by the way, I'll post this on the website, USA Prepares, during the broadcast. It's a pretty long article. It's an eye-opener. What was your reaction to the article, Rich Sheban?
Well, I'll be honest. It's analogous to what they're doing to, you were making a little joke, a little tongue-in-cheek there about the way they spell Montana. And the reason why Vince mentioned that, folks, is because they purposely misspelled my book title so search engines couldn't pick it up. They said my book was out of stock. They're deleting five-star reviews, replacing them with one-star reviews. They're doing everything in their power to censor and surveil through the technocracy. And that's analogous to the answer to your question, Vince. I feel that they're doing everything in their power to diminish, make anybody else's voice derogatory that's not from the mainstream media, especially in the realm of preparation, self-sufficiency, learning trades, skill sets. This is why they want to distract, dumb down, and divide us by groups. They want to social indoctrinate you in school from kindergarten all the way through college so we can have chaos and infighting, and that's part of the divide-and-conquer strategy. But now it's morphed into making people so we've literally taken our youth and taught them how to push buttons, manage paper, and be politically correct. They don't have skill sets anymore. So I feel that those articles are on the derogatory side, and I get calls very regularly. I'm gonna say use the number 40. I've had at least that many production companies contact me, and I try to give them the consideration of talking to them at least half the time. And they want me to star in a documentary or a reality show or something of that nature. And I turn them down because it's all scripted. It's all meant to show people that you might be a little off, that there's no reason to prep. Who cares about food storage? You don't need to have it to grow a garden. Go to the store, buy your GMOs, get sick, buy your Monsanto seeds, which 96% of the people on the board and stockholders say we shouldn't disclose what's in the GMO foods to the people. So basically, we're being dumbed down to the point where they want to make anybody who's a thinker derogatory. And anybody and everybody else needs to be cultivated and groomed to being zombies, to being followers. And that's the impression I got when I read not just that article, but most articles. I think there's a fine line there, but they make it very obvious when you read between the lines that it's not a positive effect for the people. Vince?
Okay, I've got a comment. So, I was absolutely frosted the first time I saw Doomsday Preppers. John Stadtmiller invited me to watch Doomsday Preppers at his house in Texas. So I went there and I spent some time with him, and he said, "You got to see this. You won't believe it." Well, I was stomping around his living room. I couldn't believe what I was watching. These people who are acting totally unlike anybody I knew, who's a preparedness-minded person. So I called Doomsday Preppers. And eventually I found out it's really not National Geographic. It's an entertainment company called Sharp Entertainment. And I finally got to talk to the casting director. Her name is Brooklyn Bagwell. She's been on the air with me at least five one-hour times. And so I met her. I said, "Hey, you want to see people who are preparedness-minded? Why don't you come to our expo? I'll show you around. I'll introduce you to people who are real preparedness-minded. Not like the people you have acting out all sorts of idiotic scenarios on your TV entertainment show." She came down twice. And I introduced her around, and a couple of the people I introduced her to ended up on Doomsday Preppers. One of them's name is Alan. Another one, his name is Franco. Franco and Alan are interested in aquaponics. Well, I talked to Alan last night. Alan actually sent me the link to the article. Alan is an engineer, an electrical engineer. He's a really smart guy. He's not one of these people that you would typically see on Doomsday Preppers. So here's what happened. So Doomsday Preppers decides, well, we'll have a little contest on TV with Alan and Franco. They live, you know, in the Springfield Village near there, if you will, within a 50-mile radius. And so they're going to have a little contest. Who's got the best aquaponic system? Putting fish and plants in the same tanks and letting them live in harmony. And you can harvest the fish and eat them. What a great way to go. So during the filming, the director of the filming says to Franco, "Hey, you know, you feed these worms that you grow to the fish. Let's get a shot of you eating one of these worms." Now, Franco is not raising worms and grubs and bugs to eat. He's raising them from rotting fruit so that he can then feed them to the fish rather than buying fish food. Because in a grid-down situation, he's not going to be able to go to the store and buy fish food. So he's raising his own food for the fish so he can eat the fish. So the producer says, "Let me get a shot of you eating a bug." And Franco says, "No way. You know, like, what are you, nuts?" Well, the producer says, "I'll tell you what. You do it and I'll do it." So Franco begrudgingly looks for the smallest one and eats it, and he said it was disgusting. He ate it, and then he turned to the producer and said, "Okay, your turn." The producer said, "No way. No way." When you talk about scripted, I'm telling you firsthand, that's what Franco told me. He told me firsthand that's what they did to him. And he said he was sick for 3 days, violently ill for 3 days after doing that. And what did they use as the teaser to get you to watch? Franco's daughter screaming, "Oh, Daddy, don't. Oh, it's disgusting." That's what they showed him eating this bug. Yep.
Well, so, and this is one of the reasons why I talk about economics 101. We have over $1 trillion in debt for school loans, credit card loans, automobile loans. I mean, we have the highest debt in way over 10 years. It's not just household, either corporate, government debt. Our trade deficit is ballooning. Our budget deficit is ballooning. Our debt is out of control. You know, we're hanging by a thread and dangling from a cliff at the same time. So again, look at the stock market, folks.
Yeah.
Not that the stock market really represents the average Joe's portfolio, because the average Joe is broke. But when you have no more options, when affirmative action quotas, political correctness, and all the thousands of subsets under political correctness has dominated and become our pagan god, And we have a fascist system where the big corporate oligarchies are literally protected by big government and the mainstream media and the court systems. What do you do? Tell me what you do. There's not a lot of options out there. And that's one of the reasons why I live off-grid, because I was forcibly retired when they discriminated against me after I got diagnosed with nerve damage and spinal stenosis. I couldn't even sue because one of my attorneys, I consulted at least 30 attorneys, told me I didn't have enough group self-pity points as a white male. So what do you do? Seriously. When hard work, effort, proven results, qualifications, and word of honor for commerce means nothing, what do you do? How do you separate yourself from the pack to get a job? And that's one of the reasons why I give like that high jump analogy over the air every couple of months, Vince, because it shows what America has turned into. When you can't use hard work, effort, proven results, qualifications, you can no longer control your own destiny. And that's what we have in America. And those people, whether they be on Doomsday Preppers or any of the other shows that I've been asked to be on, they're trying so hard to show people how to can, to show people how to raise animals, to show them the solar ray, show them alternative energy, show them different ways of living. And what the powers that be want to do is make that derogatory, because they want to groom the people to be followers and not thinkers. And we have to think outside the box because we don't have any more options. Options are dwindling. And I can give numbers after numbers after numbers and math over math over math to show that we are losing ground, Vince.
Okay. When we come back, I'm going to give you a few parts of the article and how this article, some people are calling a hit piece on preparedness. Now, they didn't hit me. They didn't hit me, but they hit everybody else. Everybody else. Except for Norm Shuley. They didn't hit him either. Other than that, they hit.
One nutritional secret is that due to soil infertility, plants are not making the percentage of mineral sugars that they did before the advent of chemical agriculture. These mineral sugars are measured in the juice of a plant. The more sugar, the more minerals, proteins, fatty acids, vitamins, and phytochemicals. According to some experts, these mineral sugars are what activate the DNA of our body to be efficient at making protein. Due to an absence of enough of these mineral sugars in our plant foods today, our bodies require 40% more protein. One World Whey is a technologically enhanced whey protein food that can supplement the protein needs of your diet. It is easy to assimilate and it tastes delicious. However, its most attractive feature is that people from ages 3 to 80 are having phenomenal improvements in health. People are reporting vast improvements in energy and well-being that last for 4 hours or more from a single serving. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, Text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
Hi, I'm Marcia Miller from Mud Pie. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why Mud Pie supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
It's gonna be sliding.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Our chief is with us. And, you know, so I'm looking at this article. I printed it off, a little larger print, so if I, you know, want to read it on air, I can. But the article has a subtitle. It says Apocalypse, Eventually. Nobody's prepared for what's coming, and that's what it says. And it goes, I can't believe it. I mean, I just can't believe the take on this particular article. It was somewhat kind to me, but let me give you an example. Here's how the article starts. I'm going to read this. I hope I'm not going to bore you, but just think about the tone that this sets, okay? It starts out, I had a dream. Now, this is not me. This is what the article says. This is what one of our instructors, Len Pence, Len, L-E-N, space, P-E-N-S-E, allegedly said to the author of this article. I was not there when this was discussed. But here's what it says. I had a dream not long ago that was sort of like God said, I'll show you these things. And that we lost both grids on the East and West Coast. And I saw trains coming in, packed, standing room only, from both coasts. And they were just releasing them into the Mark Twain, which means the Mark Twain Forest, and everywhere. Those people were then forming little camps, 15, 20 people per camp. And I saw a colored boy and a white boy, youngsters, and they were talking. And the white boy is talking, and he says, if you steal wood from any of these people, only take one piece. Because if you take more than one, take more than that, they'll miss it. Next thing I see is they hang the colored boy, because they caught him stealing. And they had established, I think, about 1,000 trees in the forest out in Mark Twain to hang people from if they catch him stealing or whatever. And I had a big dog. My dog died of bone cancer, of all things, 2 years ago. But he was half Rottweiler and half German Shepherd. He was a dog, and he was with me in this. And I also have a police riot gun, a 12-gauge that holds 8 Magnum shells. So I'm seeing all this stuff happening. And then I look around, and my dog's gone. So I picked up my shotgun, and I went to look for my dog. And I found 5 men, and they were already skinning him to eat. And it says, a dream Len Pence had, circa fall 2017. Now, my question is, what in the heck is that doing in an article about preparedness and preparedness-minded people? Why is that in there? It sets the tone that these guys are nuts. These guys are killers. These guys are just not normal. That's the tone that is set, in my opinion, from that statement that I read, which is the opening 2 paragraphs of this article. Then it talks about how Len Pence has a 21-acre hilltop property in Missouri, and how he raises his own food and those kind of things. And it goes on, and it says, if anything, he feels sorry for the rest of us, the uninitiated, unprepared masses whose balded snow tires will halt at the felled oak tree atop his withering driveway, those whom he tried to help but wouldn't listen. Then it goes on, and another part of this article is called Paranoia Incorporated. Paranoia Incorporated. And it goes on, a couple pages later, I'm just flipping the pages here, and it talks about this guy called the Mastermind. The Mastermind. That would be me. Talks about me. Then it goes on, going into a break. I'm just trying to figure out some of these. His name is Andrew. He has no last name. He says adding a colon keeps him from being cataloged in the system. Talks about Andrew. And it says another title of a section is My Foxhole, My Rules. That's not about me. Then another one is Follow the Leader. I'm going to put a link here. And, of course, they show AR-15s. Naturally, right? Naturally. We'll be right back.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.